been served. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Five House Republicans have been ordered to appear before the committee investigating the Capitol riot, but they say they won't appear.
It is unprecedented for Congress to issue a subpoena to sitting lawmakers for testimony. Here are the five members who won't cooperate, all from the GOP. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Mo Brooks, and Andy Biggs. Mo Brooks tweeted that if the committee wanted to hear from him, it should issue a subpoena. So the committee took Brooks's offer. The committee did not issue a subpoena for GOP Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. House committee chairs say it's rare for anyone to ignore a subpoena. The 1-6 committee plans a wave of public hearings, some in prime time, in June.
Fox's Chad Pergram. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham appears to have reversed course again after audio was leaked that was recorded on January 6, 2020, where he praised President Biden.
It's now time to pick a new president. That comes in 2024. Take back the Senate in 2022. Help the Ukrainians beat the Russians in Ukraine so they don't keep going throughout the Europe and rewrite the map.
Graham on Jesse Waters Primetime. The audio was first released by the New York Times. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has delayed until next week the vote on $40 billion more in aid to Ukraine by denying the unanimous agreement leaders needed to proceed. Finland and Sweden considering joining NATO.
It means Russia would double its shared border with NATO countries by another 800 miles. Sweden also looks like it will join NATO ranks. Approval from the alliance is expected. Russia is threatening unspecified actions. And that's not all from Moscow. With U.S. and Western military aid pouring into Ukraine, former Russian President Medvedev warned that could push the conflict into a direct war between Russia and NATO.
Fox's Greg Palcott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another teen will face murder charges in adult court in the murder of a high school teacher.
16-year-old Willard Miller's motion to move his trial to juvenile court denied by a judge in Jefferson County, Iowa, who also ruled Wednesday that 17-year-old Jeremy Goodale will be tried as an adult. The teen's accused in the beating death of 66-year-old teacher Noema Graber in Fairfield, southwest of Des Moines, last November. Her body found in a city park. The teens are being tried separately. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Florida Secretary of State Laurel M. Lee is resigning as the state's top election official. In a letter, Lee said she would step down Monday and thank Governor Ron DeSantis, who appointed her to the post in 2019. She did not specify a reason for leaving, but there are reports she's considering a run for Congress. Prior to becoming Secretary of State, Lee was a judge in Hillsborough County, a former federal prosecutor and federal public defender. DeSantis' office said it would soon have an announcement on Lee's replacement. A new survey of airlines from Wichita State University reveals which comes out on top.
The survey looks at each airline based on mishandled baggage, consumer complaints, and on-time performance, among other categories. For a second year in a row, Southwest was tops in overall performance. Hawaiian Airlines was tops when it comes to best on-time performance. Delta had the lowest consumer complaint rate, while Spirit had the highest, and Allegiant was the best for baggage handling. The top five airlines, Southwest, followed by Hawaiian, Delta, Allegiant, and Alaska. Alaska.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. For the first time, scientists have grown plants in soil from the moon that was collected by NASA's Apollo astronauts. The downside was, after the first week, the coarseness of the soil stressed the plants, so they grew more slowly than seedlings planted in fake moon dirt from Earth. And most of those plants ended up small. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.